ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनमः गौरत्रिये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकात्रया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो विनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विग्रहे राधे तं परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेच्छन्ति ते ज्ञान ज्ञानिनः तत्त्वदर्शिनः कृष्ण इन की परिप्रश्न एंड डाउट डाउट मीन्स समथिंग ऑफेंसिव पर्सन हैज नो डाउट to Krishna that he is supreme personality of Godhead or not, and knowing anything or not, nothing he has doubt. Whether Krishna has any guru parampara or not, has Krishna any guru parampara? Krishna, any guru parampara? But he is telling that I am guru of main guru. And less years before, I told it to son, Visvasvan. So Krishna is your guru. Why should I admit? Who gave him this knowledge or mantra? Then doubt will come. Arjuna has no doubt. If you want to know the meaning of Gita and teachings, you should be like Arjuna. He gets himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. What he will tell, I will obey. But I have some pariprasna. What is pariprasna? With honor to Gurudev. And he wants to know something. He cannot adjust or understand by his intelligence. And he cannot reconcile. So he is asking, praying that Krishna, I will follow you. And what he is not understanding, he is questioning, up to 18th chapter. Always question and question. Never any doubt. So we should be in that line. No doubt. Doubt should be gone before taking initiation. You should test, we should doubt, which has all this before taking initiation to Gurudev. Don't have any doubt towards Krishna. Why he took all the clothes of gopis? Why? And he wanted to see them naked. Why Krishna, being so supreme, and he collected so many gopis, wiped up another gopis, and he did rash? Why? All these bad things? These are doubts. Never. Arjuna never asked. No doubt about Krishna. That Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, and he is about of all kinds of knowledge. So we should be like that. So we should have some people can
knowledge.
अंग्रेजी वर्ड अभी याद था, अभी बतलाया था. डिस्क्रिमिनेशन अबाउट ऑल दीज थिंग्स. सो व्हेन यू विल नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स देन यू मे बी लाइक मध्यम अधिकारी, देन नो डाउट. मध्यम अधिकारी नो डाउट. सो वी शुड एसोसिएट विद द पर्सन those who are madhyam adhikari, and they can help us having no doubt. They maybe have some pariprasna and they will put it to another, his superiors. We have some also doubts, no doubts, we have some pariprasna, but we are unlucky. I am unlucky that now I am not having answered. But I know sometime that my Gurudev is present. All the devotees who are perfect in Krishna prema, all are present. They never die. Never. So if we will pray, sometimes I pray and I see that all my questions are solved at once, quickly. So you should be like that. Those who think that Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur never took sannyas from his Gurudev or anyone, he took himself, they don't know that his Guru never dies. Never. Gaurakishore Sahib was dead at that time. He was there present and he took sannyas from him, no doubt. If any conditioned soul does not die, only change the cloth, this, then the persons so much having realization, and we think that Prabhupada was not of this world. He was from Golok Vrindavan, Daita Das. He was very near and dear to Srimati Radhika, known as Nayan Manjari. So he is not like general person. He was not conditioned soul. So we should not have any doubt. Narad Rishi here, I told yesterday about Narad Rishi. When he met with Nalkobar and Mangrave playing in the pond with so many girls, naked, and what he is thinking. Have you that book?
I took it
out. I told Hanyo, Jusato Josyan, Buddhi Vansorva Yoguna, Srimad Abhijatyadi, Jatra Stri Dutam Asavaha. हन्यते पशुओ जत्र निर्दयी अजितात्मरि मन्यमाने नम देहम अजरम मृत्यु नश्वरम. What is telling? You should read the meaning by Swamiji.
Narada Muni said, among all the attractions of material enjoyment, the attraction of riches bewitches one's intelligence more than having beautiful bodily creatures, taking birth in an aristocratic family and being learned. When one is uneducated but falsely puffed up by wealth, the result is that one engages his wealth in enjoying wine, women, and gambling. Among the among the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, people are certainly conducted by the lower qualities, namely passion and ignorance, and especially by passion. Conducted by the mode of passion, one becomes more and more involved in material existence. Therefore, human life is meant for still doing the mode of passion and ignorance and advancing the mode of goodness. Tadaraja tamo bhava kamal badayastaye chita itir anabidam bam sadvi prasidati. This is culture. One must subdue the mode of passion and ignorance. In the mode of passion, when one is forced with thought of wealth, one engages his wealth only for three things, namely wine, woman, and gambling. We can actually see, especially in this age, that those who have unnecessary riches simply try to enjoy these three things. In Western civilization, these three things are very prominent because of an unnecessary increase of wealth. Now that when you consider all this, in the case of Manigriva and Nalakuba, because he found in them so much pride in the words of their father Kubera. Hanyante Pashavo Yatra.
Yes. Hanyate, Hanyante Pashavo Yatra. Those who kill animals, birds, or all others, being so much cruel, they think that my this body is eternal. I'll never be old, I will not die, or any kind of suffering will not come to me. They think, no. Nazareth is asking them that they are kim annudata. This body belongs to whom? This is mine. Are those who are supporting father and mother? Are those who are giving anna?
Grains.
And supports us. Are the king in which where in their kingdom we are? Or it is belongs to, this body belongs to my father or mother? Are their father, mother? Or those who had made them servant and pay something to them? Or those who have conquered this body, like when Naples was conquered by all others, Mitrasena, friend, army, and he was conquered, and he was put to death. Or, when we die, it is given to fire, or earth. So this belongs to fire or earth. Or, so many dogs and eagles,
Jackals,
also eagles. They quarrel for this body, that I will eat, I will eat, and they quarrel each other for that body. They belong to this body. Or, who is the master of this body? You can read this again.
Dehakimanadatusam? While alive, does this body belong to its employer, to the self, the father, the mother, or the mother's father? Does it belong to the person who takes it away by force, to the slave master who purchases it, or to the son who burns it in the fire? Or, if the body is not burned, does it belong to the dogs that eat it? Among the many possible claimants, who is the rightful claimant? Not to ascertain this, but instead to maintain the body by sinful activities is not good.
Why we should quarrel for this? Always try to use this body for Krishna consciousness. To realize all these things. This body is not for doubts or all other things, for intoxications and all these things. Our body is soul there. And we are eternal servant by that to Krishna. Now they are not realizing this. Who? The sons of Kuve, Nalkubar and Manigri. If there is poverty, it is like a medicine. Then you will not be angry so much. And if you are angry, then anyone can give a slap to him. So he should tolerate. So by poorness, tolerance comes automatically. And if you are not tolerant, then all will give you this. Thank you. So, I should make him so poor. Anyone does not know that if you are punching him, okay? No. Pinch by any by a knife or anything. Then he will have surely some feeling. But these mishtus, these persons who kill animals, if anyone cuts their hand from here, then they will realize this pain. Otherwise not. So I will make these two persons like these. They should realize all these things. They should be very poor. They should be like tree. That they should stand up in about thousand and thousand years. Anyone cuts their hands and then they will drop. But at that time they cannot do. They cannot take revenge. In this stage, they can take revenge. Anyone. But at that time, they had not the power to revenge anyone. To take. So, daridro nirahankar stambho mukta sarva itam iriha krishan jad drikshya aproti tadvi tasya param tapah. You should read the meaning.
A poverty-stricken man must automatically undergo austerities and penances because he doesn't have the wealth to possess anything. Thus his false prestige is vanquished. Always in need of food, shelter and clothing, he must be satisfied with what he obtains by the mercy of Providence. Undergoing such compulsory austerities is good for him because it purifies him and completely frees him from false ego.
So if Guru is chastising and Guru is high class of myself, self-realized. And if he is chastising, then you show that it is like medicine. And medicine. You should not do anything oppose or anything. And think that Guru is now against me, like nowadays. Sometimes think that, oh, my Guru there is so much against me. So never you should think. You should think like medicine. So, the anger, the sharp curse and benediction, both are one. No difference at all. He is going to give curse, but how he is thinking? How I can make him so lucky and fortunate to realize all these things? A guru thinks like this. You know, the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chhota Haridas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't come to me. I never want to see your mouth, face. And he was restricted not to come there. At last, he has to go to Triveni, Sar Ganga, in Jamuna meets, and he left his body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied. He knows that he will not die, but his soul will be come and terrified. And Chhota Haridas Thakur has not done any offense so much. But to show example by his own associates, he has done like this. So we should have so much instruction from all these things. So tamo madam harishyami istrayneyo Pajitatmano. Maintain this loka. Tadaham matyor madhva varunaya simadandhayo tamomadam harishyami strainayo ajitatmana.
Therefore, since these two persons, joint with the liquor named Varuni or Madhvi, and unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the pride of celestial opulence and have become attached to women, I shall release them of their false prestige.
So now, we are like in this stage, Kanishtha Vikari. Though we have taken some of initiation, but that initiation is not of high class of initiation, Vidya Duruti. So we must follow all these things. If being a devotee you have lust so much, not love and affection for Krishna, not love and affection for your Gurudev, and for intoxication or other things, that it is not good. We should try to reform us by this, hearing all these things. So, this Harikatha is so powerful for all stages of sadhaks, devotees, all. So we should try to realize all these things and to follow very strictly. Jadima lokpalasya putra bhutva tamatmutau na divasvasa atmanam bijanita sumdhumadau ato ahata khavratam syatam naiva jathakuna smriti syan matprasadena tatrapi madanugrahat. I will cause them to be stavar, like tree. But being a tree, they will realize all sufferings. Trees don't realize what anyone cutting, but they think that anyone is cutting. But they will realize by the cause of Narada, I have become this tree. I have done so many offenses. So they will realize all this. But tree cannot realize. We are not realizing that what offenses we have done in past. But we have done surely, because chanting name, tears never come, heart not melting, so many doubts coming. So we have done so many mistakes. But we have no realized. But he is telling that by my mercy, he will realize all, always being a tree, heaven. Vasudevasya sanidhyam labdhva divya sarchate vritte svarlokam bho labdha bhakti bhavishyati. And after that, Krishna will touch them. And by that, Krishna will make them to go to with him to Golok Vrindavan. What became? When Krishna touched them, not with his own body, transcendental body. But some power came in rope, and from rope to grandal motor, and grandal motor was just to Yamlaji. And at once quickly some power came in them, and they broke down with very great sound. And both came from the tree, very good, very beautiful shape, like gods, semi-gods. And began to pray, and they did parikrama to Krishna four times, and they fell down on the earth, like dandot pranam, and then stand up, and they were praying to Krishna. What praying? Bani gunanu kathane sranau kathayan hasta uchakarmasu manasta padayorna smita siddhasta nivas jagat pranami visti satang darsane nastu bhavattanu. Very high class of prayer. They are praying. What they are praying? 38. Vani Gunanu Kathani.
Henceforward, may all the world describe your pastime.
They are praying to Krishna.
But may all our words describe your pastime. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glory. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnava, who are not different from you.
This prayer is not different from same Annabhilashita Sunyam Jnan Karma Dhyanabhritam Anukulena Krishna Anushyanam Bhakti Vrittam. You can also apply it to Amrish Maharaj. What he told? What he was doing?
But some people can talk in another name.
You should speak loudly. You should, what name? What he is doing? By hands he what is? By faith, by body, by all senses, what he is doing? He is doing service of Krishna.